me and Ewan was both having a bad day, but like we hadn't communicated. And then we both drove to the same McDonald's independently. And I just pulled up in the car next to you and you had a Diet Coke and I had a Diet Coke. I was like, fancy seeing you here then.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two night stand, baby.
Hello, welcome back to Two Night Stand. I'm Bella.
I'm Johnny.
And again, Jake looks different, but
he's going through a quarter life crisis.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah, no, he's fine.
This is what he would look like if he was going through a quarter life crisis.
He got halfway there when he dyed his hair blonde.
Yeah, sorry, my fault.
Oh my god. Yeah, so I got Johnny back on. Don't worry, we're not going to be talking about gays anymore. Like we don't really need to preface.
We might, you never know. Like
depends on how many fingers you put up.
It's
there,
it's my whole identity.
Whole emphasis on the whole.
Whole. I'm just a whole, sir. But yeah,
that's the difference between me and you is that there's no difference. We're just holes.
Yeah.
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 That's literally just how it goes.
No, but I've always said you're like a gay man trapped in a woman's body. That's why we get on so well.
No, because I am. Like, okay, so what is the qualifications to be a gay man trapped in a woman's body? Not give a shit.
Yeah.
Love men. Be a hole.
Be a hole.
Dance to Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Comfortable in my skin.
Cozy with who I am.
A gay man.
Yeah. No, that's why we live. We live. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. What are we talking about today anyway?
Okay, sorry. I was going to get into it, but you know. So I thought it was a really good opportunity to talk about the fact that every time girls get boyfriends, what happens to their friends? Every time men get girlfriends, what happens to their friends? Like majority of people become non-existent.
Yeah.
Why does that happen? And we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, I'll get my best friend of 10 years, got matching tattoos, by the way.
I'm just watching. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just going to talk about, you know, all the times that we've got into relationships and just absolutely binned each other off, which actually hasn't really happened.
No, not
only
too
like
much.
The tiniest bit, you know of people, everyone Guilty. Knows that one girl who gets a boyfriend, goes absolutely MIA on everyone. And then she comes back 2 years later, like, I need your help. My yeah. boyfriend broke up with me.
I'd like to go out drinking, please.
Please, I would love it. Like, obviously, I'm no rebound friend. Find new ones.
Yeah.
What about your boyfriend's friends?
Do you still have to be there for them though,
of course. You've got to like really like that's the thing though, is that sometimes you have those friends where you can just not see them forever, and then the day that you see them, it's like nothing has ever changed.
Yeah,
which is like one of the best parts of friendships. But like, but yeah, no, it does happen. And it's like, why do people do it?
Yeah, I think everyone goes through it at some point though. Like you get so invested in a relationship, and I think most of the time it's like either your first relationship or just like, I don't know, the one that you love the hardest. You're just so like blindsided and like tunnel vision on them. You're like, you just forget about everything else.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think like we've all had that like kind of, what's it? It's a canon event.
Wait, what's the canon event? I can't remember what the canon event sound is. It's a canon event. I can't interrupt.
I mean, yeah, it happens to everybody at some point. So yeah. People just put their friends on the back burner, but.
I know. I want to emphasize how important it is to never ditch your friends in this situation. Like I think I've said on the podcast before that like my friends are like my family, and like their love is unconditional. And unfortunately, as much as everyone hates it, like when in relationships, like love is conditional.
Yeah.
That's why you always got to sign the prenup.
Yeah. I would do two for a chick.
So like, do you know what I mean? Like obviously friends can be conditional, but I think obviously the way that I choose my friends personally, it is unconditional, no matter what that person does to me or what happens or how long it's been since I've seen them. Like they're always going to be my friends. And I think anyone that hasn't been in my life for a while, they can just come back in and be like, hey, and I'm like, hey.
No, definitely. I think like as people, obviously you're born with your blood family, but you get to choose like a second family through your friends. Like there's the whole like RuPaul quote about this where he's on like Drag Race like saying like you get to pick your family, ends up crying, and it's all emotional. But yeah, it's so true. Like, you find people with such like-minded mentalities and ideas and stuff.
All my friends have ADHD for some reason. Wonder why that is.
No, but they say that though. Like, neurotypicals are meant to be like naturally drawn to one another, but I don't know.
No, because I thought, I went through my whole life thinking, why the I can't be any different to any of my friends because we're all the same. And then literally ADHD diagnosis, autism diagnosis, yeah, we're all falling like flies.
She got that autism magnet.
It's on the, in the back of my arse. Like, I didn't get a BBL, I got a magnet implanted for neurotypicals in my bum. It's just so when I walk, it's just like the whole LGBT community behind me.
I don't know why it's sucking in, but yeah.
When did magnets start making noises like that?
I don't know. I feel like they could make noises. I don't know.
If a magnet could make a noise.
Is there a magnet in the room?
Is there a magnet here with us right now?
Yeah, make yourself known, but I don't know.
It reminds me of Most Haunted.
Oh yeah, but no, do you not remember that guy, Derek Okora? You know, he was on Most Haunted. He was like the bald guy. And then obviously there was a woman, but then he got found out for being exposed, like, that he was a fraud. And then I swear he's dead now anyway, but I don't know.
What, the ghost killed him?
Yeah, she got to him, girl.
It's like Ghost when... what's her name?
I don't know, I'm terrible with actresses.
Oh, the woman, Whoopi Goldberg, like, pretends that she's a...
Is she in Ghost?
Is she? Yes! Whoopi Goldberg's in Ghost, and she pretends that she can speak to dead people, and then suddenly a dead person's like, hello, and she's like, fuck! Fuck.
Maybe I haven't seen that film.
Have you not?
No, is it the one with the, like, the pottery, and it's like, oh, maybe I have.
That song reminds me of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what though.
Anyway, back to friends and relationships. So why do you think that girls ditch their friends when they get a new boyfriend?
I personally actually think, right, is that like... I think there's a big pressure on society for women to do everything for their man.
Yeah.
So I think like that gets ingrained into you real bad. Like it gets really ingrained into you. And then you're like, I must be with him 24/7. Otherwise he might cheat on me or leave.
Yeah.
And I think loads of women will just like subconsciously do that. Yeah. So they're like, if I spend more time with him, there's less chance that he's going to fuck off. Like,
yeah,
that's not really how it works. Usually.
No, that's so true though. I think like there's so much like anxiety at the beginning of a relationship because you're like, do they love me? Like, do they really care about me? Are they attracted to me? That
and you I'm just like, want
around them. Yeah.
Like physically them. Spend time with them. Like, you know, if someone's not gonna be all in for you, like you're not gonna know that by spending all your waking life with them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you have no idea. Like, you know, if you force someone to be around you, it's like if I picked up a cat, right, and forced it to sit on my lap for like
you do every day.
Obviously. They're not gonna love you for it. Like, Milo hates me now. Milo won't come in the house.
No, but Milo's independent. He's like a lone ranger. Yeah.
Milo is literally me as a cat. Like, just bites everyone that crawls by.
Yeah. Just, all you have to do is poke him and he's like...
me as
But yeah, no, I like I said, it's not all like anxious at the start of a relationship, but you're like in the honeymoon phase that you do just want to spend all your time around that person. Like, you're just obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So like, it's not that you don't want to see your friends. You're just so like invested in this one person that you just, like you said, you get that tunnel vision.
Like, yeah. Like all of the eggs are just like going in and then you're suddenly like, I can't control it. My arms are just stuck putting the eggs in.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is too much. I think it is too much. Guys, you need to stop seeing your significant others so often and just come out partying with us.
Yeah, like have a good time.
Have a good time. But then also there is the element of like being unable to do certain things. Like, I couldn't think of, like, so whenever I get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right, I introduce them to my friends and not because I want them to meet them. It's more so they will tell me whether they're a good person or not.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I don't know why. It's just like, oh, you find them cringe. Okay, I won't bother with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll get them to meet my friends as soon as possible. And then if my friends give me the A-OK, then I'll pursue the relationship because I trust my friends and my family over my own judgment.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, always introduce like your significant other to your friends, because they'll give you an honest opinion. Like, and the way that one person like can act with you, like one-on-one, can be completely different, like in a group setting. Like the amount of times like I've met friends, like suitors, like potential dates, and just gone, no, bad vibes.
Yeah. I can't even count how many times I've said bad vibes to like some people, and then they're going, no, they're a really nice person. And then 6 months later, I'm like,
yeah,
they're really nice. How did that go?
Yeah.
No, but like it is, it's fun. Like it is hard to know whether someone's good or not, but have you ever been in that situation, right, where you're seeing someone, you introduce them to your friends, and then they're just really weird and you're like, oh.
It's like, as well, like people can act so normal when they're like sober and stuff, but most of the time that when you meet like your friends, like new slice, like I don't know why I'm calling him a slice now, but yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah, 25. But yeah, when you meet them for the first time, like normally it'll be going on a night out, or you'll go for dinner, and then you'll have drinks involved, and then like the person that they are when they're sober, and then like three drinks down, like some people just go so weird when they've had a drink, and you're just like
I know. Man. Some people go the other way as well. They're like, I don't know. Like
too much fun.
Yeah, some people are too much fun. I want to spend so much time with them. No, like, but the thing is, you could have one night out yet and you're like, oh my God, I love your boyfriend or girlfriend. I love them. They're so cool. And then you meet them again and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, obviously I know that it's whatever people want. Like yeah. It's your decision who you want to be with at the end of the day. But ultimately, I think if I couldn't sit my boyfriend in a group, like a barbecue setting or something with my family, and feel a-okay leaving him to his own devices, I wouldn't be with that person, because I physically, like, no matter how much I love them, I physically couldn't do that. Like imagine being like, oh, I just gotta go inside for the toilet, and you just panic the whole time walking down, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they're gonna say something weird, they're gonna do something, like, oh my God, the anxiety inside me would just absolutely burn.
That's the thing, that I always gravitated towards friends who are like the same, but I'd want that in a partner as well. Like, I'm all about making people feel comfortable and giving the correct introductions and things, but like, if I'm at a party or an event or something, like, you don't want to have to babysit them.
I hate babysitting people.
That sounds so horrible.
I hate babysitting people on nights out, because the thing is, I have such a motherly instinct that I will automatically do it.
Yeah.
Even though I really don't want to. And then I'll come home from the night out being like, that was the worst night I've ever had in my life, because I've just sat there the whole time listening to someone's life story, and I'm like,
but you know, like, I'm the opposite. Like, I hate babysitting so much.
Yes,
that, like,
no, because we'll be on a night out and Johnny will just go, deal with them, and I'm sitting there like,
no, it's not even that, I just love a side quest. Like, if we're on a night out, I'm like, oh, get a bit bored now, so
I do that. I like, the thing is that, like, I've been getting older, I don't really like going out as much anymore.
Me either.
Because I get bored too easily. Like, I will go out, right, I'll spend 5 minutes, one song will come on and I'll be like, this is fantastic, I'm having the best time, the song ends and I'm like, this is so boring.
But I feel like you have to be selective of where you go. Like, I wouldn't be seen dead in like a club these days.
Pop World.
Yeah. Now, Pop World's a weird place. Like, I think the last time I went to Pop World, it was in Guildford, and like, they have one pole.
I saw my drama teacher at Pop World in Guildford. She was also a glamour model back in the day. Yeah, I remember her pictures got put up all the way around school, like her being a glamour model. I'd be like, oh, imagine if I was a teacher.
What, with her BAPS out and everything? Jesus.
Yeah, someone put it up all over the lockers, and I'm just like, you look fit, Miss Parker.
Yeah, you look good.
Slay. Like, slay queen.
Slay queen.
Like, literally slay. Like, you know, but obviously that is, if it was her that put it up, that would be child porn.
Stop. Yeah, public indecency.
Public indecency, of course, but somebody did that to her. But imagine how, like, thinking about that now, like back in school, like, that's awful that somebody did that to her. Like, imagine, like, the depths that you'd have to go down to find. It's like if I became a teacher and somebody just caught, oh my God, there's a reverse Uno of that. There's a woman, I can never remember her name, but she wears a mask and she used to be a teacher, and then she started doing OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She's great. I'm so sorry. I think it's Anna or something. I'm so sorry if you know that I'm talking about you, and I'm really sorry I forgot your name. But she used to be a teacher, and then all of her students found her on TikTok because she does like cuck content and like stuff with guys with really big penises and stuff.
Yeah.
So like,
I had to Google what cuck meant the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like I've hired Johnny as a PA for me at the moment, which is cool because do you remember we sat down? So me and Johnny were at Ministry of Sound in Vauxhall, like probably about 2.5 years ago when I first started OnlyFans. Yeah. And we were, I think, did we go to like a Pride event or something? I can't remember what it was.
It was.
Yeah. And we were having the best time. And I was like, the day that I start making enough money for you to help me with whatever jobs I need, I'm going to hire you and we're going to work together and we're going to be famous. And then literally like what, 2 months ago, you quit your job. And I was like, want a job?
Want a job.
So yeah, don't worry. It doesn't change anything to do with my OnlyFans. It's more like YouTube stuff. It's all the stuff that's fun. It's the stuff you want to get involved in.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, I love being a bit more creative and helping you with like TikToks and Instagram and just doing more like the content side of things. So that's definitely something more that I enjoy. So I don't know. And it's cool. You get to work with your bestie. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I know. It's
not a lot of people
fun.
Get to say that.
So. And I think people always say like not to mix business with pleasure. But I think at the end of the day,
Where's the pleasure?
Exactly. Where does that come? But like, I think I usually wouldn't trust anyone with anything, but I have got to a point now where like there's certain admin jobs that I really don't need to prioritize over talking to my subscribers and things like that. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I can just give it to Johnny.
So much on your plate. Like you need to be able to do things that like add more value back into like yourself and really just kind of like giving back. So
yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, it just takes time away from everything else that I want to do. So yeah, it's been crazy, but obviously you'll probably end up seeing a lot more of Johnny and it dotted around places and YouTube videos and things like that. I mean, if anybody watched the BTS, you would have seen that Johnny was there blowing up Lilo's.
Honestly, like, I thought I was going to pass out. Like,
I'm like, here's a job. And then I'm like, build easels.
Stop. No, but honestly, it was like the final boss of me being slightly hungover was like inflating 2 Lilo's with my own lungs and then building 2 easels from Hobbycraft. And like, the instructions were practical. In Japanese. I was literally just looking at him like but no, we did it. And I don't know, it was such a long day, but it was such an amazing day. So
yeah, if you haven't seen the OnlyFan and episode 2 has just come out, so yeah, you need to go and have a look at it because it's crazy.
Go watch it. It's really good.
It's really good. It's been a mad one. We don't know who's going home this week, so
yeah, and you're still not gonna know.
And you still don't know. You know, my DMs is just still full of people being like, who's going home?
Yeah.
What's going on next? Tell me. I'm like,
there's so much suspense in it. Like, you're just like, and I'm the most impatient person in the world. So obviously I know who goes home, but like,
yeah.
If I didn't, I'd be like,
But even I was like that. Like, so when I watched over the first draft and I was picking out the bits that I like and things like that, I got to the end and I was like, who the fuck is going home? And I'm like, oh, wait, I was there.
Amnesia.
Literally, that day gave me amnesia, though. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't know. Like, I have content days, guys. And I'm like, I fully just... I get to the end of it and I'm like, I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
It's like a fever dream.
Yeah. Literally. It's like that none of that ever happened. And then literally I'll see it get posted and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. It was just like a fever dream and it ended with McDonald's at like 1 a.m. or something. And I was like, halloumi fries. Mm. My favorite.
I love McDonald's. Should I tell you what me and Johnny do if life ever gets hard is like, we'll just drive to McDonald's.
Yeah,
like McDonald's drive-thru.
Do you remember that one time it made me die? Like, I think me and you were just both having a bad day, but like we hadn't communicated, and then we both drove to the same McDonald's independently, and I just pulled up in the car next to you and you had a Diet Coke and I had a Diet Coke. I was like, fancy seeing you here then.
Me crying into my Diet Coke and you're just like, same.
Yeah. I was like, we're just predictable and sad.
Whenever I have a bad day, I always just go get a Diet Coke. My accountant's like, why is there so many transactions to McDonald's? I'm like, don't worry, I ain't getting fat, it's just a Diet Coke.
Yeah. But no, that does make me laugh so much.
No, it's like, but the thing is, I think also it is important going back to friends and relationships and stuff is to always keep your friends there. But the problem is that does arise is that whenever something goes wrong in your relationship, you go to your friends first. So your friends only ever see the negative light of your partner, unless obviously you see them on nights out or like doing things together or whatever. Like you never know that person, but you'll only see what your friends tell you. And that's something that I always become quite careful of, is like there's stuff that I like would want to talk about in some previous relationships, but I couldn't actually felt like I could talk about it because it's like, oh, my friends are going to hate them.
But I feel like a good friend always takes that like complaining or like venting with a pinch of salt. Like you do see that it can't all be bad.
And yeah. Like, I think you can like, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's not always all bad. I think people just need their time to like vent to other people. And like really just put out on the table everything that's been annoying them. Like,
No, I agree.
Yeah. But then it can sometimes not be helpful if you tell the wrong person, but.
Yeah. But that's just when you need to know like who your true friends are. And like, I feel like everyone's had a universal experience of like telling a friend something and it's come back to bite them. But I don't know, like I've definitely done it as well. Like being in a relationship and just being so focused on them that you forget about your friends, and then a couple of years later and you come out of it and you're like, shit, I literally have no friends, and you feel so lonely. Yeah. But then you really realize who your true friends are, because they're still there waiting for you and with open arms. Do you know what I mean?
I used to have a boyfriend who like convinced me that all of my friends hated me, and the one, and it's because you all couldn't drive.
Yeah,
that's all. Like we were just 18, like most of us couldn't drive, and it was our friend Daisy, she got her driving license, and I lived in Oxford, and she drove up to see me the like week that she passed her driving test. And she was like, oh, I've been waiting to see you for ages. And suddenly my brain clicked and I was like, my friends don't hate me, like my friends love me.
I remember I could drive at that point, but I had the most irrational fear of driving on the motorway. I just feel like...
I think everyone has that though when they first start driving.
Yeah, just when you're driving like a 1 litre shit box and when you put your foot down, you just don't go anywhere. When you're trying to merge fucking four lanes of traffic on the M25 and someone almost goes into the back of you, you might be a bit scared.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but this is what I mean. Like you just convince yourself that your friends hate you and then you're like, oh no. But it's like, it's a vicious cycle because you'll be sitting there like, my friends won't want to see me or won't want to reach out. But it's like, I think it's definitely a two-way street. Like the amount of people that I hear saying, oh, my friends don't want to see me, my friends don't want to do anything. And it's just, but they don't bother reaching out in the first place. It's like, you can't just sit there and wait for people to want to talk to you. Like everyone has their own life, especially as you get older. Like you get way more busy and like more things are going on. Like the amount of times that I ignore people and I'm like, I really don't mean to. Like. Yeah. And then when I'm ready, I'll go through and reply to everyone at the same time. And I'll be like...
No, but then they all reply back at the same time. And I'm like, overwhelmed.
Give it another week, 3 to 7 business days.
It's an ADHD thing.
Yeah. Because there's the people that you talk to all day, every day. Like I talk to Luke pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I talk to you pretty much every day, even if it's just a one word. Like I just text you like, meme. Ha.
Yeah.
Ha. Obviously I talk to Jake every day, you know, like there's people that you talk to every day, and then you've got the friends that like, I have friends explicitly just that I send them TikToks that we don't talk ever, but we'll just send each other TikToks and we're both like, ha ha, unanimous ha, you know?
Yeah, but it's like a whole new language now, really. Like it's a form of communication.
So I'm still thinking about you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the important thing to remember is just not when you get into a relationship to always check in on your friends as well.
Definitely.
Because like, I think that's the thing that's most hurtful is when you get into a relationship and say your friend's going through a tough time and they think that you don't care about them. Because obviously people are very selfish beings, aren't they, at the end of the day? Like you will only ever think about yourself in that situation. And when you see that your best friend isn't reaching out to you, especially if something's going wrong, your brain doesn't tell you like, oh, how are they to know that I'm not having a good time?
Yeah.
Your brain goes, they don't care about me because I'm having a bad day. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's always really important just to keep those connections still there, even if it's not as much, but just never, ever cut off anyone of just for somebody else. Because as I said before, those relationships are conditional. They can be, especially if you're just seeing someone and you're putting all your effort in. First of all, why the fuck are you doing that? Give them a bit of time to miss you, babe. Like, And then, yeah, just like sort your shit out, you know? Sort your shit out, keep your friends, keep your family, keep your situationship as long as they're happy, keep your relationship as long as they're happy.
Have good sex.
Have good sex, get laid, get, I don't know. You know, and then
Just do everything. Yeah.
Do everything. Do literally everything until you don't want to.
Yeah. Backflips. Like.
Yeah. If you're like standing in the middle of a Costco, just take every single free sample. Like, the best thing about the Two Night podcast is that we always say have fun, stay safe, and get consent. I think that applies to friendships and relationships in this case. So I'm just going to remind everyone to have fun.
Stay safe.
And always get consent. And don't leave your friends for your boyfriend.
Yeah, don't be
or
a
girlfriend.
Dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
More of the story, don't be a dick.
Kiss, kiss.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two Night Stand, baby.